I know the unit of analysis may seem like a complicated concept when you first start dealing with it, but it's a fundamental element in social research. Often it's used implicitly. Let's say we do a survey of students at your college. We interview 1,000 students. 550 of them are women. And so we would conclude that 55% of the student body are women. Well, implicitly, the unit of analysis there is the individual student. But consider this other example. A politician who wants to challenge the administration says that average income has been going down, therefore the administration's doing a bad job. But the administration replies, oh no, family income has been going up steadily. Which one is right? Well, actually, both of them could be correct. The first person is talking about the individual as a unit of analysis and saying that the average income of an individual has been going down. But if that were true, it might very well be that other members of families are having to get jobs for the family to get by. And so it may actually be accurate that the average income of families has gone up. So both of them could be literally correct, but the unit of analysis makes all the difference.